This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Here we have a Chinese comedian. His name is...
Jim Carsing.
Thank you very much for coming on the show, sir. She's mocking me because I pronounced your name incorrectly, you know.
Yeah.
But it's all part of the job, you know?
I mean, yep. I mean it's Jim Carsing, but you said it in a way like Jim Carsing.
It was just, you know? Yeah, I know.
So
and it was just the way you said he sounds like a Chinese comedian. And I'm looking at you being Chinese, and I'm thinking, what is she talking about?
I'm all hairy, and she's like, you know?
Right. I don't know what the heck's going on. Anyway, folks, we are going to be here, of course, until 9 p.m. this evening with this funny man. It is Monday. We're trying to get through Monday. It's been a long stretch of a few days.
Yeah.
You were almost not here tonight.
Exactly, yep.
What was going on?
There was a horrible traffic after the Kerinchi toll. So I wouldn't say horrible. It's like a normal Monday traffic.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Because my intern was updating me and I'm like, I'm starting to get palpitations. I'm getting, you know, it's what happens when a guest turns up late. But I'm not joking. Anyway, folks, if you want to get in touch and take part in our giveaway this evening, 016-201-9000, what are we giving away?
We are giving away a pair of tickets to Crack House Comedy Club at TGDI, which is happening this week.
Mm-hmm.
We have Malaysia versus Singapore.
Versus Singapore. Oh, yeah.
So it's Jason Leong versus Jinx Yeo, which is happening on a Friday and Saturday, May 13 and 14.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to win a pair of tickets, all you have to do is just answer this question. Now, Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock, recently acted with which famous comedian in the action comedy Central Intelligence? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
I don't know if we can say The Rock acted, maybe perform. You know, because he's not much of an actor per se.
Anymore, right?
Is he? I don't know. What do you think?
Not really. I think he's more of an entertainer because used to like him when he used to wrestle and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Not so much.
We grew up watching him wrestling and all.
Yeah, I know. He was my second favorite wrestler after Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, exactly.
We're into the wrestling world already. I liked the Legion of Doom. They were my back in my day. The Undertaker was a big
Triple
thing.
Triple H.
Right. Triple. Yeah, he came
Triple
a little
H,
bit
yeah.
later. What was that? Mr. Nice? Was it Mr. Nice?
No, I don't know. Mr. Perfect.
I guess
Adeline, that was way before our time.
I bring you on the show.
Already?
I'm trying to help you out here, and all you're doing is kicking me in the cojones.
You know why? Because it's Jim Carsing.
That's right. It's because I mispronounced his name already. Anyway, if you want to get in touch via Twitter, as I've just mentioned, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Stories coming up revolving around, like we mentioned, cyanide and Snapchat. The two probably go together, actually.
and what about his story?
He's going to tell us about the story.
About a man in China who got his genitals rotten.
Okay, stop there.
That's it?
All right.
Stop there for now. Teaser.
Just a teaser. I'm in pain already just thinking about it. Right, so Jemka,
yes.
I hear that you're a recent father.
Yep.
Congratulations
on that.
Thank you.
And it's your first time on radio.
Yep.
Two big firsts then, you know, in the last few months. Two big firsts.
Yep.
How's fatherhood treating you?
I would say it's great, but then again, I would be honest and say that it can get a bit overwhelming at times.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can be tiring because my baby tend not to sleep sometimes the whole night. But to be honest with you, I'm really enjoying the entire process.
Right.
And just looking at her laughter and so on, it all becomes worth it.
Oh. Yeah. And the downside?
The downside is too many to list, but my wife is listening, so I'd rather not.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that then, shall we?
Exactly.
Right, okay, folks, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back after these messages. A bit of Manic Street Preachers coming right up. We'll be back with Jem Cart just after these messages. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
This is...
And I'm Jim Carsing.
There we go. He's going to be with us all the way through until 9 p.m. His family of comedians, I've no doubt, listening at home. Say hello to them all.
Hey, guys.
Your wife is listening, right?
Wife is listening. So we have
to
be... We have to be really nice and polite. Very quickly, let's get it out of the way. 016-201-9000. We are giving away tickets for the Crack House Comedy Show for this weekend, in fact.
Yeah, so it's between Malaysia versus Singapore. We have Jason Leong and Jinx Yeo performing on Friday and Saturday, which is May 13 and May 14. Now, if you want to win tickets, which we are giving a pair of tickets tonight, all you have to do is just answer this question. Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock, performed with which famous comedian in action comedy Central Intelligence? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
Okay, then, Chem?
Yep.
Right then. So, from what I understand, you're attached to a government-owned links company.
Yep.
So that probably provides you with plenty of material, right? So you've been a trainer, an MC, and a debater.
Yep, that's right.
So finally this move into stand-up. Is this something you've wanted to do for a while then?
Not really, because I was always into public speaking. I always was fascinated with debating, MCing, and then I thought to myself, well, what exactly can I do more? And then I chanced upon this one mic stand, where they have one open mic and whatnot. So one day I just went to see this guy, Rizal Van Hazel. And then I just tried and so on. I kind of start loving it. I was not really good at the beginning. I'm not really good at it now itself, but I'm still
Sell yourself, bro. Don't tell people you're not very good. Come on.
I mean, to be honest, I'm still developing, but I kind of enjoy being on stage and then making people laugh. That kind of give you kind of like orgasm. And it's something
it gives you an orgasm being on stage.
Yeah, it does. Right? When people laugh. If people don't laugh, then orgasm. No.
What do you do when you tell a joke and people do not laugh?
Now I've learned to cope with it. I don't really take it too personally. And then I will normally go with something stupid. Oh, that didn't work. I got to try better next time. And they will get a bit of chuckle. And they will kind of, make it a bit better.
So who are the comedians you kind of look up to internationally? Which comedians do you kind
internationally,
of...
Internationally, I started watching Russell Peters and then Chris Rock. So these are two of the people that I really look up to.
What about locally?
Locally, of course, we have the godfather of comedy, which is Hari Iskandar. And I love the comedy styling of Jonathan as well. Because he's, of course, the park guru of comedy in Malaysia. And personally, from the second tier of comedians, I love Rizal Van Hazel, because he's, first of all, is very honest to the art. And Kevin J as well, and Jason Leong and Poon Chi Ho. So these are the people that, they are really good.
You should probably mention Kwa Jianhan as well, because he liked one of your pictures here.
And he's listening right now.
He's probably listening
at
home. Hello, Jianhan. How you doing? Say hello. Come on, give us a tweet. Jianhan, if you have a question for Jemco, please do send us something in. We are at BFMTTON, of course. I know you're listening.
I know.
Anyway, so tell us about some of the shows that you've been involved with so far.
Most of the shows would be at open mic nights at One Mic Stand, Crack House, and then I've been doing Bahasa Comedy as well. And then last year we had the chance to actually go on TV for BM Comedy, which was Comedy Ri Bersama Hari Iskandar.
How was it?
And that was good. I kind of enjoyed the experience. I got to perform at two different episodes. And I got a bit of, I would say there was some good reviews and there was some areas for improvement. So I took it on my stride, and this year itself we did for BM and English. And then we got another chance to actually perform with Dato' AC Mizal, Seman Tetare with AC Mizal. That was good as well. So
So when you're performing in English and then you're doing your BM comedy, what's the kind of difference in approach when you're doing the two? Because it must be very different writing for both of them, right?
Yeah, to a certain extent. But some of my material I can actually translate just to BM. But some of them require more thinking, a different approach. And sometimes something that works in English doesn't necessarily work in BM and vice versa.
So, so which do you find easier writing in, do you think?
English.
In English, right. And what was this thing you did called We Let the Dogs Out? Something over in TTDI at the Pound Bar.
Yeah, we used to have this monthly show, and then we used to gather all the comedians, because this was back in 2013 and 2014 when we didn't have Crack House. So this happened for like 1 year plus, and there were months where we did very well. We used to gather like a good crowd and whatnot. And then when Crack House came into existence, which was a full-time comedy club, so we saw no reason to actually continue with that, because it's the same locality. And they were doing it much better.
So what do you think then in terms of how stand-up has exploded first and foremost here in Malaysia? And what was it that kind of encouraged you to go down to your first open mic night? I mean, was it just one of those random things that, let's go somewhere else, let's go and see, you know, stand-up?
Yep. In fact, when I went for the first stand-up, I went with the intention to perform. I was like, to Rizal, I met Rizal and so on. And I said, Rizal, can I perform? He said, bro, why don't you watch tonight? And then you come in next week. Yeah, that's cool. So
that's when you first started.
Yes, that's when I first started. And I watched, I say, oh, this thing is really happening. This kind of thing is in existence in KLM. We don't really know about it, because it's like the whole underground thing and whatnot. It was eye-opening.
I mean, how would you describe your humor then? The stuff that you deliver?
In terms of materials and...
Material is very much of my personal experience and also a bit of observational. But I like to go for personal experience, because, you know, I'm being the only, or maybe being among the two Punjabi comedians. I tend to think I have the monopoly of the Punjabi communities, you know, rituals. tours and right. that sort of things. Yeah.
Right. And does that work for you then?
To a certain extent, yes. Mm. There are some things which is like a common denominator across all races, so they can relate to it and they can laugh along. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
So when are you next performing then?
Tomorrow.
Where's it going to be?
One mic stand,
yeah.
Mm. Oh, that'll be good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the highlight is Tuck is going to MC.
Oh, right. Ao Young Tuck.
Yep.
Oh, he'll be there. Okay. Yep. So that's it then. Heading over tomorrow night.
Yep.
All right. Folks, we need to take a short break. 016-201-9000 is the number to remember if you want to take part in our giveaway. We are giving away tickets, in fact, for the Crack House Comedy Club this weekend.
Yep. To watch Jason Leong and Jinx Yeo, May 13 and May 14, Friday and Saturday. Just answer this question. Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock, performed with which famous comedian in the action and comedy Central Intelligence? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
And as we mentioned, if you have any questions, you can get us on Twitter or at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. A whole bunch of answers actually coming in for the competition already. Keep them coming, folks. We're still going to be open for at least another 35 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a short break. We've got some Yeah Yeah Yeahs and some Mike Snow coming right up. Then, of course, we're into news from page two mm-hmm. and Smarty Pants. You looking forward to that, Jim?
Yeah, of course. I want to be Dr. Jason's threshold score.
Yes. Here we go. So in the live show, he scored 14. At our party, he only scored 8.
Oh, my God.
Really? Was it 8?
8 points.
No, it wasn't 8.
It was 8 points.
I swear to God, it was 13.
No, 8.
Is he a real doctor?
That's what I keep asking myself. Anyway, time for a break. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. That was Mike Snow with Genghis Khan. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
This is...
I'm Cham Carsing.
Here he is. He's with us all the way through until 9 p.m. We've got news from page two coming up in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Smarty Pants very shortly.
But before that, we have a giveaway tonight. We are giving away a pair of tickets to the Crack House Comedy Club, which is happening this week. We have Jason Leong and Jinx Yeo, which is... Friday and Saturday, May 13 and 14. So if you want to win a pair of tickets, just answer this question. Now, Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock, performed with which famous comedian in the action and comedy Central Intelligence? Mm-hmm. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
I mean, is it going to be any competition, Malaysia versus Singapore? Is it going to be any competition?
Chicken rice.
Oh, really? You're being controversial there, are we?
What else?
But this is comedy, Adeline, not the food. I mean, the food we can sit on one side,
I'm
right?
Pretty much sure they're going to be talking about that.
Of course
that,
they are,
right?
Of course they are, right? Yeah. Is there anything in Singapore that's better than Malaysia, apart from the public transportation, the sanitation department, a few other things, I don't know, money is better. you go down there, get paid a little bit more. I don't know. What do you think? Everybody's been quiet. Why has everybody been quiet?
That's the awkward silence.
You're chickens,
you know, me and Chuck don't want to get in trouble. So
nobody's getting in trouble.
So we would nobody's just leave it to you, Richard.
I'm asking you a genuine question.
General.
What is better in Singapore that is not as good as here in Malaysia?
I'm actually thinking.
Oh, it's going to take a while.
I'll think about it. Okay, you have a good thing about it. We will come back.
All right, so what we'll do now then is we'll move on to this thing that we'd like to call news from page two.
What's all the shouting?
Go on then.
Well, I'll be talking about naming your baby.
Okay, well, it's a hot potato topic right now with Gem, right?
Well, pretty much.
What's your baby daughter's name?
Harslin Cole.
Okay.
Harslin.
Yep.
Nice name.
Go on then. What have you got?
All right, my story is up in the UK. Mm-hmm. So
those weird English people, right?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Richard.
I know.
So the mother actually gave birth to twins and she wanted to name her son Preacher and her daughter Cyanide. So she
Wait, slow down a minute. Cyanide?
Listen to me first, okay? So she said that the poison is a lovely, pretty name with positive associations with because it helped kill the Nazi leader Adolf Hitler.
Wait, so that's the reason she's picking it?
Yes. So...
Well, I'm thinking if she's got twins, it would be cyanide and happiness, right?
Well, she wanted to name the kids, the twins, those names, but apparently the British court rules, they say no.
They can't... Wait, she can't call her daughter cyanide?
No. They don't allow.
They don't allow?
No, they didn't allow her.
Do we have a list of names you can't call your children?
No, actually, it's not stated there. But however, well, the court says that, you know, usually it's okay. It's mother's right to actually name their kids whatever they want.
Within reason, yeah.
Yeah, but however, this time they said that the judges need to intervene. That you can't name your kids those names.
The judges are too free over there.
That's it, right? A little bit too much free time. Exactly. You know? What should we do today? Oh, we'll just pass judgment. No, you can't call your child cyanide. No.
But why? Why would you want to name your kids those names?
I mean, can you imagine that? Hey, cyanide, how are you doing?
Yeah, I know. I really pity those kids, you know, when they grow up, you know, when they find out what the meaning behind their names are. I mean, it's just...
But I think it's creative, you know? How many Richard and how many Adeline do we have?
Correct.
You know,
too many. Yeah, far exactly. too many. Far so too many Adeline.
Get out of the box.
Well, even we had a story about naming your kids after Instagram's Instagram filter, right?
Right, yeah. Remember? There was that. There was also the whole time during the Beijing Olympics as well, they were
what
calling
about?
Kids Olympic. I'm not kidding. They were calling kids Hurdle. You know? Silly names. But cyanide, it's not a great name.
It's not.
I don't think it's something that you should ban.
I think it's a horrible
name. You think it's a horrible name?
I think it's a horrible name.
Why do you think it's horrible? If you didn't know it's a poison, right, for example.
Who wouldn't know it's not a poison?
If you just took it as for what it is, for the name, the sound.
Cyanide, no.
No?
No.
Okay.
Would you name your daughter?
No, of course not. No, I'd call her Happiness or Polly or...
Plenty.
Plenty, maybe Plenty. Okay, moving on then. What have you got for us, Chem?
Okay, this is about a story I read today about a man in China whose genitals were rotten because he was wearing underwear that had been soaked in poison.
I'm sorry, what?
Wait, I just loved the way you delivered that. It was just his genitals were rotten. Okay.
This is what happened. He actually had a quarrel with his wife.
Uh-huh.
And the wife actually took his underwear, soaked it in poison, and she actually dried it under the sun and gave it to him during their daughter's wedding.
Was his daughter called Cyanide?
I doubt so.
Lesson learned, do not mess with women.
No, exactly. Do your own laundry. Be very careful.
But can you imagine how she took a lot of time to strategize and they wait for the right timing, because probably any other day he won't be wearing the underwear. It's like daughter's wedding, or you can't say no, you have to wear the underwear.
Wear your best underwear for today. Yeah. She's a bitter woman. What had he done to deserve this, do we know?
I have no idea, but the only lessons that I can learn from here to all the husbands, do not argue with your wife. It's not worth it. Better still, don't wear underwear, you know? At least you'll be safe.
Go commando.
Your wife is always right.
Okay, all right. Moving on then, I'm going to talk about a story. Have you heard of this thing called a sick house?
No.
No? No?
Punjabi house?
No, S-I-K-H? No.
That's our place of worship. That's where we go every Sunday.
It's a horror film. Entirely on your favourite platform, Adeline, right now. Snapchat.
No, wait. Sick House.
Sick House. That's the name of the horror film.
Okay.
So
I don't know what you're talking about. What is Snapchat? I don't know.
You don't know what
I don't know.
Liar. Right. So this girl called Hannah McPherson is a girl who... she's completely... everything that she's done recently has all been Snapchat videos. So she sat down with a group of friends. They scripted out a horror story. And then they filmed it like you do on Snapchat. You know, you upload to My Story or whatever it is. So she filmed like 15 seconds here and then uploaded it. And essentially, it's a horror flick. It looks like a group of friends who go to visit this particular house and somebody goes missing, one thing or another. Kind of like a similar feel to the Blair Witch Project. And how that was pioneering back in the day, because it was all, you know, it was kind of... cheaply filmed, and one thing, you know, this is even more cheap. You know, it's done on a free app.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm not saying that I have Snapchat, but if I'm not mistaken, somebody told me that, you know, if you're going to take a video on Snapchat, it's 10 seconds.
Something like that, 10 or 15 seconds, right?
So how many videos does she have on Snapchat?
A lot. We're actually going to, we'll upload the trailer, in fact, to our Facebook page. We'll do that a little bit later on, so you can check it out.
And what's the length of the whole entire...
The trailer's about 45 seconds or something like that. It's perfectly formatted for your phone. You open it up and it looks, it's quite scary actually, you know. It's very kind
of, I'm not gonna watch it at night
because it looks so real, you know what I mean, because it's done in Snapchat. It's not done with all the soft focus cameras and whatever. It's in your face kind of Snapchat stuff.
Is this real?
It's not real, it's a movie.
Okay.
But it's out very soon. It'll be available on Vimeo to watch full time on the 1st of June. This is a brilliant thing. The film was scripted and shot over 5 days, from the 29th of April to the 3rd of May. Right? What day is it now? The 9th. Right? Just a few days ago. Over 1 million views already. Very smart.
No, I'm going to watch it tomorrow morning.
Do it tonight.
No.
Do it tonight.
I hate horror movies.
Why? What's wrong with you? They're the best thing.
I can't sleep at night.
They're the things that help you keep alive and that you're alive. You know?
I am alive. I don't need to watch horror movies to keep myself alive.
What are you talking about? Right, okay. Chem, you've heard of this thing, right?
Smarty pants.
You know the drill?
Yep.
What's the score you need to beat?
14.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Right, so I'll ask you a series of questions. You have 3 minutes to answer 30 questions. Yep. If you don't know it, say skip. The trick is not to hold on a question. If you really don't know, move right along. All right?
Yep.
Your 3 minutes start now. Mycroft is the older brother of which fictional detective, Sherlock Holmes or Superman?
Sherlock Holmes.
In which country? Which county in the country? I'll start again. Which country in the UK is it considered unlucky to be born on a leap day? Ireland or England?
Ireland.
Correct. Which country has the internet domain .de? Is it Germany or Denmark?
Germany.
It's Denmark. What is the hottest planet in our solar system, Venus or Earth?
Venus.
Which soft drink gives you wings? Is it Red Bull or Coca-Cola?
Red Bull.
What is the national bird of India, the peacock or the pigeon?
Peacock.
Correct. Scottish blackface is a breed of which animal, sheep or human?
Sheep.
Who wrote that question? How many bones are in the neck of a giraffe, 7 or 4?
7.
Correct. Where can you find the Three Gorge Dam? The largest dam in the world, is it in China or Venezuela?
China.
Carrots are a root vegetable. True or false?
True.
What is the name of Donald Duck's girlfriend?
Skip.
Okay. How many legs does a wasp have? 4 or 6?
4.
It's 6. The giant panda is native to which country? China or South Africa?
China.
Which British singer had a 1997 hit single with the song Angels? Was it Robbie Williams or Robin Williams?
Robbie Williams.
What was Taylor Swift's second album called? Tay or Fearless?
Fearless.
It's Tay.
Oh.
What is the capital of Jamaica? Is it Kingston or Cape Town?
Kingston.
It is. In the Lion King movie, what are the names of the meerkat and the warthog duo?
Skip.
Okay, what is the name of cartoon character Mickey Mouse's pet dog? Named after, used to be a planet, but not anymore.
Pluto.
Correct. What is the name of the spaceship owned by Han Solo and Chewbacca in the Star Wars universe?
I know this.
You do know this.
Millennium Falcon.
Correct. Yeah. Pineapple, Armandino, and fluke are all types of which musical instrument? Ukulele or guitar?
Ukulele.
Correct. The medical condition glaucoma affects which part of the body, eyes or the feet?
Eyes.
Which is the northernmost Scandinavian country, Norway or Sweden?
I'll go with Sweden.
You should have gone the other way. In the human body, molars, canines, and incisors are all what? Teeth or bones?
Bones.
Teeth. Where were the 2012 Summer Olympics held? Go on, have a guess.
England?
Correct. How many Oscars has Jodie Foster won? 2 or 4?
2.
What is Sabah's second largest city by population? Sandakan or Kota Kinabalu?
Kota Kinabalu.
It's the other one. On a mobile phone keypad, the letters J, K and L are on which number button? 1 or 5?
5.
What color is the skin of a kumquat?
What is a kumquat?
It's a small orange.
Okay.
So, the color is?
Orange.
Well done. Yes. Right, we're going to take a very short break. We'll be back after these messages. A bit of Glass Animals coming up, and then we'll wrap up. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, a little bit of Glass Animals there with Flip. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
This is...
And I'm Chaim Kar Seng.
He keeps saying it like that. He's mocking me a little bit. Just a little bit, anyway. Thank you very much for being in, Chaim Kar. Now, how well do you think you did on Smarty Pants? Do we think we beat that score we need to beat?
Better than Jason, yeah?
Oh, we do.
Definitely better than Jason.
Okay. Yeah. So before we get to that, a quick reminder, 016-201-9000. We are giving away tickets for Crack House Comedy Club.
Yes, we are giving away a pair of tickets to the Crack House Comedy Club, which is happening at Taman Tun Dr. Ismail. It's between Jason Leong and Jing Xiu, which is happening on Friday and Saturday, May 13th and 14th, mm-hmm. which is this weekend. So if you want to win, just answer this question. Tell us, Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock, performed with which famous comedian in the action comedy Central Intelligence? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is up to win as well.
You've got about 2 minutes before we wrap up the competition. Before we do that, though, we're going to go through some of the questions Chaim Kar got wrong to find out how well he scored.
All right, so the first one, which country has the internet domain .de? It's Denmark. What is the name of Donald Duck's girlfriend? It's Daisy Duck. How many legs does a wasp have? It's 6. In the Lion King, in the Lion King movie, what are the names of the meerkat and warthog duo?
Warthog duo
mm-hmm. is Timon and Pumbaa. In the human body, molars, canines, and incisors, incisors are all what is teeth.
Okay, so that it? Are we done?
There's a few, but yeah.
Okay, so let's have one of these.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chemka Singh scored 21 points.
Ooh. Woo-hoo!
21,
Jason
scored 14.
14, yeah.
So that means I'm 50% smarter than Dr. Jason!
That's something for you to go back and rub in. He's going to come back and say, but the questions are easier now, bro.
Yeah,
that's going to be his whole thing. Yeah. Right, so we have 2.5 minutes before we need to wrap up the show. So you say you're performing tomorrow night.
Yep.
It's right. Open mic night, right?
Yep.
And then after that, have you got anything else lined up? Are we going to be seeing you anywhere else? Do we know? Nothing set in stone?
Not in the foreseeable future, no.
Okay.
Yep.
But we'll get down and see you anyway, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so facts, Adeline, what do you have?
Did you know that in the 1800s, people bought mummies and held mummy unwrapping parties?
Yeah, it's so weird.
All right.
English people, it was all the English. Seriously, the English and the French. Come and join us in my mummy unwrapping party. It sounds so wrong. Okay, did you know in 2013, a fake tweet temporarily wiped out 130 US billion off the stock market in the space of one tweet?
What tweet?
It was from a AP account, Associated Press. Somebody managed to hack into their account and they tweeted, 2 explosions in the White House and Obama is injured. After that, the markets dropped straight back up afterwards because it was a fake tweet. Everybody came out and said, no, it's fake. And so there you go. The power of social media.
Wow.
Can affect markets.
Wow.
Very careful, very careful. Yeah. Right.
All right, coming up at 9 p.m., we have the repeat of Pick of the Pops with Patrick Teo as we spin the most popular songs of the year 1977. So you stay tuned, we have Bee Gees, Rolls Royce, Eagles, even Kenny Rogers and more.
Kenny Rogers with his ginger beard.
Uh-huh, you know it well.
I know all about that. Mm. Anyway, folks, thank you very much for listening. Jim Carr, please do come back. It's been
sure.
a lot of fun.
Yep.
We will be wrapping it up, ladies and gents. But before we do that, let's give you the answer to the question. The question again?
Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock, performed with which famous comedian in the action comedy Central Intelligence? And the answer to it is
Kevin Hart. Yeah. If you gave us that answer, you may well be hearing from us very shortly.
Well,
there's
quite a lot of entries.
There's a lot of entries. We've got a lot to pick through.
I know.
Yeah, so let's hope you did give your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. If you don't give us those three things, we can't give you a prize. Unlucky. Anyway, that's it. Want to take a break?
Thank you, Chemka.
Here we go then. Pick of the Pops coming up right now. Do not go anywhere. This is BFM 89.9, the business station. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.